الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. My brothers and sisters, we are coming to the close of this. This is the 29th of Ramadan. والله أعلم بإذن الله تعالى tomorrow might be the day of Eid or the day after. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your all your devotions, all your worship, your tilawat al-Qur'an, your fasting, your zakat, and all that you did to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perfect it and to accept it in a state which is pleasing to Him. We were talking about dua, and I think this is a good topic for us to also talk and complete today, inshallah. And that is, the question now comes, as I have been speaking to you the last 2 days, the fact that dua itself is ibadah. So just making dua itself is dhikr of Allah, it is ibadah, and it is rewardable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will reward you for making dua. Giving you what you want is a different issue. You're talking about just the reward, just the sawab of making dua, number one. Number two is that the conditions of the acceptance of dua is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not giving up making dua. So we ask and we continue to ask. If there is a delay in receiving what we have asked for, we don't stop making dua. We continue to make dua, and that's why it is good to remember that dua itself is ibadah. So no matter what, whether you get it or you don't get it, or you get it now or you get it later, the fact that you are making dua is adding up, totting up the account in terms of your sawab and reward and benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the second part of making dua. Don't give up. Continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give in His own good time, and Allah will give if it is good for you. Third, and as I said, obedience and So, correcting your life, correcting our life, making sure we make istighfar, making sure that we ask, seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important for us to make sure that our dua is accepted. Then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in keeping with His grace and majesty. We don't put our own constraints and our own thoughts and our own fears and apprehensions and our own doubts in the mind when we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah without boundary. We ask Allah because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do what He wants, and He can do it however He wants. Finally, is the issue of du'as and their acceptance. So the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes we make dua and we find it is accepted. So, you know, for example, somebody is lost a job, he wants a job, he asks, oh Allah, give me a job, Allah gets him a job. So this is one way of, they said to Ya Rasulullah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah gives us. So we know, I asked this, I got this. But they said that many times we ask and we don't get. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Uduni astajib lakum, ask me, I will give you, I will accept your dua. Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an, in the ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, let them ask me, I will give. The point is, the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, but we find that we ask and we don't get. So what is the, how do you reconcile these two things? We know the word of Allah is true, but how should we understand this? Rasulullah gave a very, very beautiful explanation. Rasulullah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts dua. There is no doubt about this, because Allah said, You ask me, I will give you. You ask me, I will accept. But the way He accepts dua, Rasulullah said, is in three ways. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts dua in the way that you ask Him for something and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to you. So that's a straightforward thing. We can see it. We know it happens. So the second thing, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that you ask a dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give you what you asked for, but at that time in your qadr, which only Allah knows, in your destiny, there was a disaster, there was a calamity that was to befall you. And because you were making dua, and that dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for His hikmah, because of His wisdom, Allah did not want to give that to you at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that calamity from your path in exchange for this dua. Right? So you were asking for a job, you did not get the job, you were asking for a job in a particular place, you didn't get that job, but maybe there was a calamity, meaning that you would, it was in your destiny that you would be driving down the highway and you would have an accident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed this accident. So you drive down the highway, you are safe. Alhamdulillah. So this is the second way in which Allah accepts the dua. Even though He didn't give you what you wanted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you something else which was even more important, because obviously to be saved from a calamity is far more important than getting whatever we asked for. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something amazing. He said, there is a third way in which Allah accepts dua. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give you what you asked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time when you were making the dua, in your qadr, in your destiny, there was no calamity that was to befall you. But Allah does not want to give you that dua in this life or at that time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps that dua with Him. Now listen carefully. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah keeps that dua with Him. And then when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you. Allah will say, oh my slave, you asked me for such and such and I gave you. I said, Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Then Allah will show you the calamity. He will say, you asked me for such and such, I did not give it to you, but at that time this thing was going to happen to you, and at that time you will be told and you will be shown what calamity it was, which was deflected and removed because of your dua. The second one, Allah said, Allah will remove the calamity, and on the day of judgment He will show you, this is what you asked me, this is what got removed, and I did not give you what you asked me, but I removed this. So, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rab, we are very grateful to you and thankful to you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, oh my slave, but you asked me for this particular thing, I did not give it to you in your life, and there was no calamity at that time to deflect and remove. Now that dua is with me. Now ask me whatever you want and I will give you. Now ask me whatever you want and I will give you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having said this, He said, if you knew, if you realized, if you understood the value of that on the day of judgment, Allah will keep the du'as that you made, which He did not give you in this life. He will keep them with Him. And on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you, and this is not just one du'a. You may have asked for a million du'as. You will have 1 million du'as waiting for you. On that day, Allah will say, now ask me what you want and I will give you. Now, brothers and sisters, what is the value of that? On the day of judgment, Allah is giving you a blank check and saying, write what you want. Ask me whatever you want and I will give you. Oh Allah, give me Jannah. Oh Allah, give Jannah to my parents. Oh Allah, give Jannah to my children. Oh Allah, give Jannah to the whole of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will accept those du'as. So if you make dua, continue to make dua with istiqamat, with steadfastness, make dua with great hope in the mercy and generosity of Allah. Never lose hope, never stop making dua, continuously make dua. And when you are making some duas and they are not being accepted, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Alhamdulillah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you realize this, if you realize the value of this dua, which is not accepted in this world, and it is waiting for you on the day of judgment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will wish that you continuously make duas in your life, and nothing is granted to you in this life. He said that you will wish this, that you continue to make dua, after dua, after dua, after dua, and nothing is given to you in this life, and they are all waiting for you on the day of judgment. Our brothers and sisters, what a fantastic, what a beautiful thing that is. I ask Allah to give you what you ask in this life with khair and barakah and afia, and to give you even more from His generosity and grace. But I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep some of your du'as with Him, so that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that du'a and say, now ask me what you want and I will give you. And at that time, my request is, at least for one of those du'as, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me and my wife and my family. Jazakumullahu khairan in advance. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.